Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
God never gets surprised. Did you hear that? God never gets surprised. The children of Israel have been traveling for several days, setting up their first camp at Sukkot. They then, quote, camped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness, Exodus 13, verse 20. There's nothing in their rear view, although I'm sure a few of them, if they were anything like me, were checking. But it seemed Pharaoh and his people had enough, more than enough. What does a sigh of relief from several million people sound like? But not so fast. The Egyptians were probably occupied with the complicated funeral rites and preparations for burial for which they were famous, embalming and all. So the Lord instructs Moses to have the children of Israel, quote, turn and camp before Pi-Hahiroth between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal-Zephon, Exodus 14, verse 2. If you were sure you were scot-free, that would be a lovely camping spot with everyone having a seaside view. On the other hand, if there was the possibility of a surprise visit from Egypt's crack troops, it would be the perfect ambush location. Mountains on either side, the sea cutting off any escape, and 600 archers and swordsmen in Pharaoh's best chariots hurtling towards you. But it's not the devil who's in the details. It's God. The Lord was sure the Egyptian political and military leaders were not yet convinced of God's supremacy. Everyone is born thinking we're in charge. From the moment we cry for milk and mother comes running, it's hard to get off our throne. So once again, the Lord stiffened up Pharaoh's heart in his headstrong pursuit. Away they went, the desert dust in clouds behind them. Soon they swept into view, with Israel looking like sitting ducks. Oh no, it's going to be a massacre.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.